Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We're waiting for Dan Quinn to address the media today. As far as we know, Jaden Daniels was not at practice at the beginning of the practice, which was open to the media. It's possible he came in and practiced after they closed the practice to the media. I mentioned in the very beginning of the show, it was my belief and strong hunch that Marcus Mariota would be the starting quarterback on Sunday against the Raiders. We could get confirmation of that from Quinn here in the next few minutes. We'll carry it when he begins to talk. So I wanted to mention real quickly, Mark Maskey does a great job with kind of NFL coverage, especially when it comes to the rules stuff. And he broke some news yesterday on the Tush Push. I'm not sure all of you saw this. So he had the story that the league sent out a training tape for game officials this week saying that the Eagles should have been called for a false start that went unpenalized on at least one of their Tush Pushes in Sunday's win over Kansas City. And they instructed referees to, quote, call these plays tight and make sure that every aspect of the offensive team is legal, closed quote. So this is the tape, gets distributed to head coaches and general managers and, of course, the league's officiating department midweek every week. This was the emphasis this week. Here is the way it read from Ramon George, the NFL's vice president of officiating, in his training tape and his letter to officials. Quote, anytime we have this situation, we're in short yardage. We know we want to make sure that we officiate these plays. The offensive team has to be perfect in every aspect. We want to officiate it tight. We want to be black and white and be as tight as we can be when we get into this situation where teams are in this bunch position and we have to officiate them being on sides and movement early. Prior to the snap, and he's talking about one of the plays in which there was a clear false start. Looks like we have movement by the right guard. We also have movement coming across from the defensive side. This is a very hard play to officiate. I get it. But you can see the right guard moves early. You've got your defender who's trying to punch the ball. But more so, we have a false start coming from the right guard. We want to make sure that we officiate these plays tight and make sure that every aspect of the offensive team is legal, and any movement that's not correct, we want to shut it down as a false start. False start would be the proper call here. So, after the abomination on Sunday at Arrowhead with six tush pushes, they're going to try to crack down. So that is a first major step. If the Eagles can't get away with, and by the way, some of these penalties will be against the defense, but if the Eagles can't get away with lining up offsides or false starting, and now you've got a 4th and 6 or a 3rd and 6 or a 3rd and 7, because they do it on 3rd and 2 as well, that would be a start. I still think ultimately they're going to get rid of this play because I think it just brings the game from a dramatic standpoint to a halt because it's the only play that for the most part has a predetermined result. And the NFL doesn't want that. They want drama. They want excitement in every snap of the football, which is why they moved the PAT back and which is why they changed the kickoff rules. So there you go. All right, let's go around the NFL. All right, Max, take us through the NFL card.
All right, we start off. I'm in the order of the packets that I received. Starting off in Carolina, where the Panthers take on the Falcons. Falcons coming off their 22-6 win at Minnesota. Pass rush looked pretty dominant. Jalen Walker and James Pierce both recording at least half a sack. The Panthers enter this game 0-2, recording losses to the Jags and Cardinals. Sleepy first three quarters for the Panthers offense, but they showed some life in the final stretch, making it a one-score game. Kickoff 1 p.m., head referee Craig Rolstad. Opening line was Falcons plus 1.5. It has moved. The Falcons are now favored minus 5.5, over under 43.5, or 44, depending on where you get it. Kevin, do you think this offense carries over, or will the Falcons' defense stay stout against the Panthers?
Yeah, let me just mention, the opening line might have been plus 1.5 in the offseason, but when we got to the regular season.
Yeah, that's generally where a lot of these, came from.
The Falcons have been impressive. They've been very impressive. What was your specific question? Sorry.
So do you think the Panthers offense carries over into this game after heating up in the fourth quarter, or does the Falcons defense remain as stout as they've looked these past two games?
Falcons defense has been very impressive. I think this is a tough spot for the Panthers. I considered it for the smell test because the world's on Atlanta, but there are other factors in it. Look, I think what's going to be most interesting for Atlanta is when they require their quarterback to win a game. That hasn't been the case in the first two games. They've been outstanding defensively. He threw for 298 in the opener and a touchdown, no picks. He played very well in the opener. They really didn't need Michael Penix Jr. to do anything against Minnesota. They dominated that game. They frustrated and injured J.J. McCarthy. I think Penix Jr. can deliver. I think they've got arguably the best back in the best backfield in the league. The surprise so far, no doubt, has been Atlanta's defense. They invested in it. They drafted it. If that defense is as good as we've seen in the first two games, the Falcons are going to be a factor this year. I like them to win at Carolina. I don't like the game either way from a point spread standpoint. What's next?
All right, we go to Cleveland, where the Packers and Matt LaFleur look to get off to their third 3-0 start since his arrival in Green Bay. Browns walk into this one 0-2 after a bad loss to the Ravens, ended up snowballing them and ending in 41-17. Kickoff 1 p.m., head referee Carl Cheffers. Opening line, Packers minus 6.5. It has jumped to Packers minus 8. Over under 41.5. Kevin, does Green Bay continue to roll, or do the Browns shock the world somehow on Sunday?
Well, Green Bay was so impressive. They've been the most impressive team in the league through 2 weeks, no doubt. The Browns have been one of the most impressive defensive teams in the league through the first 2 weeks, and Myles Garrett's off to an MVP season defensively. I mean, the Packers' defense outstanding, the Browns' defense outstanding. The problem is that the Browns really, and they're going to start Flacco again, and I love Joe Flacco. He's one of my all-time favorites in terms of just flat-out clutch players. They just don't have enough, and they don't have enough up front, and the Packers win this game. I don't know that they'll cover. It would not surprise me if this game is a little bit closer than most people think because I think the Browns' defense is that good. But it's going to be hard for Cleveland to score enough in this game. I like Green Bay.
All right, next one. AFC South divisional matchup between the Texans at Jacksonville taking on the Jags. Weird matchup between these two teams when you think about how they performed in week two. Both lost very winnable games that were kind of decided in the waning seconds of the game. Kickoff at 1 p.m. Head referee Alex Kemp. Opening line was Texans minus 1.5. It has flipped. The Jags are now favored by 1.5. The over-under 44. Which team gets right? Which one starts to think about hitting that panic button, Kev?
This is... If you're in Houston doing the segment we did last hour, you're at a 5. You're 0-2. You've won the division 2 years in a row. You had asked. to win 10 or 11 again this year, be in the mix in the AFC. You can't start off 0-3. Both of their losses were super close to the Rams, and then obviously the Baker Mayfield drive on Monday night. Short week going on the road, but the Texans are clearly the desperate team here. And look, their offensive line was a problem last year. It's a problem again. And they haven't had Joe Mixon, you know, in the lineup yet. They've gone with Nick Chubb. He's been okay. I kind of like the Texans to win this game. I don't like it from a point spread standpoint either way. I like the Texans at 0-2. I think the Texans defensively are really good. There may not be a better edge rushing pair than Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. I'll take the Texans in a very tight game, but you know, if they don't get this one, you know, they got the Ravens coming up. They got the Seahawks on the road coming up. They've got the 49ers. Their season, this is code red in Houston to get this one in Jacksonville.
Yeah, this next one's a doozy. We got Cincinnati headed up to Minnesota. Jake Browning versus Carson Wentz, the heavyweight matchup that we tune in every Sunday for. Cincinnati pretty comfortable handing him the keys to the elite wide receiver core of T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. They look to start 3-0 for the first time since 2015. On the other side, rumors have been swirling about a soft benching of J.J. McCarthy after seven bad quarters of football where he simply looked lost. Wentz, his replacement, comes into this game as the first quarterback in NFL history to start six consecutive years for six different teams. Kickoff at 1 p.m., head referee Ron Torbert. Opening line, Vikings favored by 1.5. It has moved. Vikings are now favored by 3 points. Over-under is 42.5. Which backup will earn his will his team to victory here, Kev?
I have no idea. This is the biggest mystery game of the weekend for me because it's Jake Browning against Carson Wentz. You know, Browning did throw two picks, even though he threw for three touchdowns in relief. If Kevin O'Connell can get Carson Wentz to play at, say, the level that Sam Darnold played at last year, then J.J. McCarthy may not get his gig back. I don't know that that'll happen. I think that Wentz is a bigger project than even Sam Darnold. But Kevin O'Connell is a quarterback whisperer. This one is an interesting game because the Bengals could start off 3-0. And the discussion, by the way, this week has been that Burrow's not out for the season, that he could be back sometime in December, so they have to just stay alive until he gets back. But to watch Carson Wentz out there in a Kevin O'Connell system, I think it's a good system for him, for sure. And I would imagine he's going to throw the ball to Justin Jefferson. By the way, Aaron Jones is out in that one, but Jordan Mason is the back that was playing better anyway. This is an absolute, I have no idea, game, but the Vikings are at home. It'll be interesting to see Carson Wentz's performance. I think, by the way, the Bengals do have some confidence in Jake Browning. The team does, management does, the coaching staff does. You know, this was, you know, a guy that came out, you know, a few years back, and he has started in like 12 or 13 NFL games and hasn't played that badly when he has played. So, I don't know, maybe Cincinnati gets the 3-0.
All right, on up to Foxborough, where the Patriots greet Aaron Rodgers of the Pittsburgh Steelers. As you mentioned yesterday, Steelers looked discombobulated against the Seahawks last week, including the special teams gaffe from Caleb Johnson. Patriots quarterback Drake May looked great last week, completing 82% of his passes and throwing for two touchdowns. The defense, however, has been some trouble, starting the season without lockdown corner Christian Gonzalez. Kickoff at 1 p.m., head referee Cleet Blakeman. Opening line was Steelers plus 1.5. It is now moved to Steelers minus 1.5. Over under 44.5. Which team comes out of here 2-1? Which one falls to 1-2, Kev?
This looks like one of those games that I would have. I'd have the home team. I'd have the Patriots, but I'm not going to have it in the smell test. I can tell you that right now. I think Pittsburgh is the desperate team. They've got to play well. The Patriots, you know, they beat the Dolphins. They lost to the Raiders. It's been a little bit shaky here. This is an interesting coaching matchup. I guarantee you this is one where the Steelers feel like they got to get it after the performance last week losing their home opener. You know, and if they can get this one, they go to Dublin where they'll face the Vikings next week in a game and in the first 9:30 in the morning game next weekend, believe it or not. But yeah, I like the Steelers here. That makes no sense with the way I typically handicap games, but I think this is sort of the anti-trap game. I think Pittsburgh comes out on top. I think they're the better team, but man, they have got to get better defensively.
For sure. Biggest matchup of the 1 p.m. slate, Rams return to Philly for the first time since their playoff loss, where Eagles running back Saquon Barkley became the first player in NFL history with 200-plus rushing yards and two touchdowns in a playoff game. The Rams coming to this one with a chance to hit 3-0 for the first time, or for the fourth time under Sean McVay. Plus, we got A.J. Brown versus Emmanuel Forbes. Kickoff at 1 p.m., head referee Brad Rogers. The opening line was Rams plus 4.5. It has moved to Rams plus 3.5, over under 44.5. Which team gets handed their first loss, and which one walks out with a clean record, Kev?
You know, the Eagles have not had a passing touchdown in their first two games. They're 2-0. The Rams, they've only allowed one touchdown total in their first two games. The Rams are loaded, people. They have an S-load of talent on offense and defense. It really comes down to Stafford being healthy for the entire season. He has been outstanding in the first two games. I think if this game were at SoFi, even though there'd be a ton of Eagles fans there, I'd feel better about it. They played the Eagles so big and tough in that snow game in the playoffs. I really like the Rams this year, but this is a heavyweight team. I wish we could watch this game. I wish our game wasn't going on at the same time, because this could be a preview of the NFC Championship game. The Rams are that good. Stafford's the key. I don't know. There's something about Jalen Hurts in these big spots in these big games. He always rises to that level. He plays great in these games. He looks like a different quarterback in these big moments. I'll take the Eagles at home, but it's not going to surprise me if the Rams win. These are two excellent football teams. And let me just mention this. If the Rams go into Philadelphia and win on Sunday, we're automatically putting them into the Philly Green Bay upper tier class, not only to win the NFC Championship game, but to potentially win the Super Bowl. The Nacua Devontae Adams combo is outstanding. I mean, these are two of the best in the league still, and they're on the same team. They're a difficult team to check. Big test for the Eagles, huge test for the Rams. Wish we could watch this one. I'll take the Eagles to win a very, very tight game.
All right, we head down to the Pirate Ship at Raymond James Stadium, where the 0-2 New York Jets take on the undefeated Tampa Bay Bucks. The Bucks have started the last 5 years with a 2-0 start, but haven't had a season that starts 3-0 since 2005. The Jets coming off a bad week versus the Bills, where Justin Fields recorded the worst QBR of his career and exited the game early with a concussion. Tyrod Taylor takes his place, kickoff at 1 p.m. Head ref Adrian Hill. Opening line was Jets plus 7.5. The live line right now, it's kind of all a little moved, but Jets plus 6.5 or plus 7, depending on where you can get it. 44 or 44.5 is the over-under, again, depending on where you can get it. Kevin, can Ty God save the Jets?
Here's a question back to you. Do you think there's that much of a difference between Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor?
I think Tyrod Taylor throws the football better than Justin Fields does.
I do too. So I give the Jets a shot. The Buccaneers, off that emotional Monday night long drive, they've had two very tight games, short week. This is one of those that may be in the smell test coming up. The Jets kind of feel like a live, you know, road dog this week at Tampa, with Tampa coming in short week. And they're injured along that offensive line. You know, Kancey, Wirfs, their guards also, they are banged up in that offensive line. I think this is a much closer game than people think. The Bucs probably pull it off with a field goal late or a touchdown late to win a close one.
All right, Colts, they are red hot as they headed to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans. Colts 2-0 for the first time since 09, another first team in the Super Bowl era to not record a punt in either of their first two games. Cam Ward and the Titans enter 2-0, but have shown some flashes against some two pretty good defenses. Kickoff at 1 p.m., head ref Scott Novak. Opening line was Colts plus 1.5. It has moved to Colts now favored by 4 points.
Those opening lines, you can kill those, because right, those are from like this summer.
Yeah, fair enough.
Indy's a 4.5-point spot. This is definitely a beware game for the Colts. The Colts, by the way, have been very impressive, but they could have easily lost the game last week. They had a penalty on the missed field goal, the Broncos did. And their defense has struggled to pressure the quarterback. And I think the Titans are better than what we've seen here in the first two games. And Cam Ward has not been that bad. I think this is a potential upset spot to drop the Colts to 2-1. I will likely have the Titans in the smell test coming up. But this is going to be a tough game in Nashville for the Colts to get to 3-0. What do you got next?
First of the 4 o'clock games, Bo Nix and the Broncos travel to LA for a divisional matchup versus Herbo and the Chargers. Broncos enter the game best offensive line in football, but PFF has Bo Nix dead last in terms of quarterback grades through 2 weeks. Chargers starting to appear as if they are a wagon, looking to go 3-0 for the first time since 0-2. Kickoff at 4:05. Head ref Sean Smith. Line is Chargers -2.5. Over under 45.5. Do the Chargers roll, or do the Broncos defense stymie an early MVP candidate in Justin Herbert?
I'm having a difficult time with this one because I think part of me thinks this line being less than 3 means Broncos. But, you know, they lost Khalil Mack, the Chargers did the other night. He won't be in the game against Washington in a few weeks. He's out for a while. Yeah, Bo Nix, 3 interceptions versus zone coverage, tied with Tua, and the Chargers play a ton of zone coverage. Herbert's been sensational this year. Daniel Jones had success. I think the Chargers handle Denver. I think it's a close game, but I think they get to 3-0.
All right, Seahawks welcome the Saints. Two teams I really haven't been paying that much attention to, I'll be honest, but the Seahawks, they are starting to get my attention after that win versus Pittsburgh. Head coach Mike McDonald might be building something with that defense, and the offense looks just fine without DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. Kickoff at 4:05. Alex Moore, the head ref, the live line right now. Seahawks -7 and a hook. Over-under's 41.5. I assume you've got the Seahawks on the money line, but I'll ask this. Will the Saints cover the 7.5, Kev?
Oh, yeah. And I do not have the Seahawks on the money line. I think this is a danger spot for Seattle. This is going to be probably the biggest public wager and the biggest survivor pool pick this weekend. Spencer Rattler was called by Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator with San Francisco. He said, this guy is for real, and he's going to be very good. You know, Spencer Rattler, no one's ever questioned his talent. It's been his personality that has been questioned. I mean, there are stories about Spencer Rattler at the Manning camp, at the Elite 11, you know, that just are legendary about what a total tool he was. But young people mature, you know, just because he was that as a 20-year-old doesn't mean he's going to be that forever. He has played well. He's clearly got the confidence of the team around him. I understand what they are, 0-2, but they've had a chance in both games. He has protected the football. He's played good, really good football. They've got weapons, the Saints do. We'll see in his first road game, because both of these games that they were close in against Arizona and San Francisco, both were at home, but I like the Saints to keep this one close and maybe pull off an upset.
All right, Dallas, they head up to Soldier Field for America's quote-unquote game of the week, even though we know it's not. Dak and the Cowboys' offense look like they're humming. Now the Bears are dealing with injuries as DBs Jalen Johnson, Jalen Jones, and Kyler Gordon all have yet to practice this week. Shoddy might be licking his chops here, especially after what he saw his team could do versus the Giants. Kickoff 4:25, head ref Clay Martin. Live line right now, Cowboys are -1.5, over under 50.5. Can Ben Johnson, the Bears, avoid the dreaded 3-0 start, Kev?
Yeah, they can. They're going to get healthy on Dallas's defense. I think everybody's going to get healthy on Dallas's defense. This is going to be one of those weeks where we say, Ben Johnson still has it, and look what he's doing with Caleb Williams. They've got a lot of weapons, the Bears do. I think the Bears, just like the Giants, are going to go up and down the field. This is going to be a high-scoring game, and I give the Bears a really good chance to win the game. If the Cowboys are going to go have themselves a season, they got to fix their defense. I don't know that it's fixable with the talent they have. If they're going to be one of those teams that fights to get to 9-8 because they're really good offensively, this is a game they got to get. You know, you got to go into Soldier Field and beat a Bears team that's definitely beatable. I like Chicago here in a very high scoring game. I mean, something like, you know, 30-27, somewhere in that neighborhood. I think we could see a shootout Sunday at Soldier Field.
Love that over. All right, 2-0 teams enter, one will leave as the Cardinals take on the Niners in Santa Clara. Kyler Murray has a rushing touchdown each of his last four games versus San Fran. On the other side, Brian Robinson Jr. looks for his third game in a row versus Arizona with a rushing touchdown. You parlay it, it's +1,500. Kickoff at 4:25, head ref John Hussey. Live line, Cardinals plus 2.5. The over-under, kind of all over the place. You can get it as low as 44.5, as high as 46.5. Kevin, who comes out atop the NFC West?
This is a big early season matchup in the NFC West with two 2-0 teams. Of course, you could say the Cardinals really haven't necessarily played anybody. The Panthers and the Saints, even though the Saints were, you know, a live dog at home that day as they were against the Niners. I mean, the Niners are banged up. It's going to be Mac Jones, I think, again for this game. Boy, this is a tough one to call. I think the San Francisco defense looks pretty good so far, and it's healthy so far. I like the 49ers, but I could see this coming down to a last-second field goal either way.
For sure. All right, nightcap. Two 0-2 teams taking on each other. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs head to East Rutherford, take on Russell Wilson. The Giants, heartbreaker for the Giants after Russ threw that INT in overtime. The Chiefs looking to get off the schneid following losses to the Chargers and Eagles, their first 0-2 start since 2014. Patrick Mahomes, 8-1 in his last Sunday Night Football appearances. Kickoff 8:20, head ref Lan Clark. Kevin, which team finally comes out with a win?
The Chiefs could go to 0-3 here. And I still wouldn't count them out for the season. God, they don't have anything offensively right now. Everybody's injured. Obviously, losing Xavier Worthy was big. They don't get Rashee Rice back for a while. This is going to be one of those games. If the Giants protect the football, I think they can get off the field a bunch against the Chiefs. And I think we could see, you know, I know it was 40-37 last week against the Cowboys. I think we could see a 19-17 kind of game on Sunday night. I give the Giants a shot here, and I like them to cover. And even if they were to win this game, I would not count the Chiefs out. They'll get healthier. They'll get players back. But really, if you're a Chiefs fan with the Ravens on deck next week, you really need this one Sunday night at MetLife. But I don't think it'll be easy. All right. Good job, Max. We are through all of the NFL games. Dan Quinn set to speak. We'll carry that. I got a smell test for you. We've got predictions on Sunday's game. All of that coming up and more. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got an answer to the starting quarterback. Dan Quinn started this press conference about a minute ago. We're going to pick it up from the very beginning so you guys can hear what he said out in Ashburn.
Up on the captains and discuss those. So on offense, Laramie Tunsil, and man, what an impact he's made. This consistency, the standards, he's really impacted us on and off the field. On defense, it'd be Deron Payne, and really just kind of pointed out to the team his intentional work. It's been from the spring through camp and a guy ready to go. And then on special teams, Percy Butler. Guy's just been an absolute, you know, badass teams on the field, off the field. We love his nature, what he brings to us. So three excellent guys there. Want to give a quick congrats to Josh, to Mark Klaus. Final vote of RFK. That's big news, you know, for the fans, for the city. And a lot of people, you know, worked really hard, you know, to create an opportunity like that. And so just want to acknowledge that. And then coming off a long wait, we're ready to go. Two tough teams, ready to go fight and battle for it. Right attitude, right mindset. You know, we're a resilient group. That's what I felt from the beginning. And that's where we're at. So I'm not going to go through the entire injury report, but give updates when I can. Jaden was limited today on the field. We decided to start Marcus and said at the beginning we were going to be very diligent on his return to play and make sure we didn't miss any steps. So we're going to be smart, not just fast, and player wants to do everything all the time. That's who he is as a competitor, which I love, but that's how we'll roll. So take all your questions going from here.
So just to be clear, Jaden will not play Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. What did you, were you able to watch him run at all? Did you see him test that knee? And what was the final, what did it come down to for you?
Yeah, just not being there all the way yet, John, honestly, like being able to do everything. So there's also a side that it was an excellent week because the progress and encouragement to go. So the fact that he was able to, so, you know, running, you know, linear running, speed work. So there's a, you know, it's a good, like, kind of next to, you know, getting ready to play.
Was he close enough that it made it a difficult decision, or was it very clear that it was not time?
Yeah, I didn't really put it into that space. Trust your eyes when you know it's ready to go. And like I said, we're just not going to do this thing in a fast way. We're going to do it in a smart way and make sure we make the right decisions. I think I said earlier, we know, you know, his importance to us and what we do, but it's going to try to just be as smart as we can, honestly.
And over the years, how have you come to accept the fact that you have to tell the most determined athletes in the world, you can't go this week, you
yes.
can't play this week?
And yeah, I learned that probably as a head coach of the ASA. I remember going back to Matt Ryan, like he was trying and he couldn't say no. I said, I got this one. And I remember, like, he had an ankle, and I just, you're out, and just nodded his head because he couldn't get himself to say, DQ, I'm not right. And so that's part of it for us to trust our eyes. You know, there's metrics and things, speeds and those tests. But also, like, the eye test still works too. And through the years, sometimes it goes all the way to game day. And then you could feel that part to say, can you be yourself? And yes. But there's also players that, like, protect them from themselves. And I think that's probably just, you know, come through the years of experience, DA.
There you go.
I guess I was just going to ask the thought process between announcing it now versus waiting to this game day. Was it just to the point where
you're going to show you that? Correct. Yep. So I just thought, hey, man, this is where we're at and go through another good workout in tomorrow. To go keep pushing at that space. So just kind of staying on course, really, and go after it hard again tomorrow.
I know you guys have talked about, you know, the confidence that you have in Marcus if he needed to step in. But, you know, particularly in this matchup against the Raiders, what gives you sort of reaffirmation that he's going to be able to handle things on offense, how Cliff wants it to be run?
Yeah, a lot at zero, honestly, to do with this week. And so when we have him here, it's having two QBs in the building. And we've been together now going into our second season. So the room's pretty fantastic. They lean on each other, what things are best, how to feature the guys into that space. So I would say it's probably the, you know, our time together of what we've seen, where he's at. About a month ago, he had an Achilles injury, maybe a little longer, maybe. But he really worked hard to get that part right. And maybe 3 weeks ago or so, man, you could feel all the things coming back. And the first you know, week of the season, working, you know, against the defense on so many things. But he's just got such a, you know, a strong grasp of what we do and how we get down.
Hi, Dan.
Good afternoon.
What can you tell us about the exact nature of the injury to Jaden? And do you have a sense of how long this might keep him from playing?
I wish I was smarter at that, but I'm not going to play the doctor. I just can't. But what I can say is that, you know, like when you're out running on the grass, that's a good sign that you're making progress and you're hitting all the right marks. And so it also takes your legs to throw a lot. You know, it's not just a, you know, an upper body stationary throw. It's everything to go through that, your movements to stuff. So we're definitely encouraged about where, you know, the progress is being made. But as far as the specifics of it, I won't go into, but I can say that he's making like good progress. So I wanted to see the speeds and the throwing, although it just seems like you'd think that's just upper body. It's way more than that, you know, different platforms. How do I, you know, move and go? So that's a big part of it too. But there's also in and out of the pocket, doing all the things to go. So we still got work to do.
Hi, Coach Quinn. I'm actually JP's backup.
All right. You're a starter. Yeah. Now, here we go.
Starter.
JP who?
I don't think I've heard this.
You're in the game. You're not the backup. You're a starter.
That's good point. Good point. I don't think this has been asked yet. When did you tell Jaden and what was his reaction? I'm sure obviously he wanted to play, but understanding the situation.
Yeah, it was going to be during the, you know, post-practice today to make sure we could hit all the marks. And like for an athlete and a competitor like he and some of his teammates, first thing you want to do is make sure, you know, check in from the neck up and see this is where we're at. And this is the best thing to do for the team, even though it's hard. It's the more difficult right over the easier wrong. And, you know, that's why I want to make sure also, what do we learn from these? What do we grow from? You know, the only thing worse than not seeing him out there on the bench is, you know, not getting to what's the lessons, you know, how do we apply them? And but this guy's a real competitor, like to his core, and that's where we're at.
He was just like cool.
Jaden Daniels is out Sunday. Marcus Mariota will start. Dan Quinn's press conference continues from Ashburn.
That's, you know, that's kind of the way we roll on everything. We're really up front with the guys and tell them what we want, what we're looking. Fortunately, we've all had, you know, some good time together, so we have a lot of trust, and we're always going to make the best decisions for the guys.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
I know you've talked about before having contingency plans in case one guy or another guy kind of has to go out, but the sheer amount of volume of players that you're going to be missing potentially even with other guys this weekend versus last week, how do you feel like your staff has kind of reacted to adjusting as needed?
Yeah, we talked about it right off the bat, Dave, to be honest with you, to say that's part of adversity, and you know it's going to come for every team. It just happened on the injury side to hit ours earlier than some. But you want to make sure we talk to the players at the beginning. All of you are likely to have a chance to go win it. We want you to think of that not as a possibility, but as a certainty. And so when we talk about our roster, if you're on the practice squad or not to come up, it's not, don't worry about it, we're still learning it. You have to know the system. You have to get reps at practice. And so that's why we really push one another for the readiness. And that way when you do get called up or activated, it's not, how I got to learn this or I got to be on this. Like, no, man, you know the system, keep working your skills. So it can be frustrating for the player waiting, but, you know, it's cliches and stay ready and all that. But if you put them in, you're also in practice, I'm saying, you're proving that you are. You're proving that you can be counted on and be ready to deliver. And like we are, if I had three words for this team, resilient AF. And we've got, AF's not a word, I know, but the part that I love about our group, that these guys really care, they want to fight for it, and it's just all that counts, man. So it's what I would expect from us to step into spaces and deliver.
Dorrance Armstrong, we've talked about him being in the backfield a lot before, but just not finishing maybe as much as he would like and you would like as well. A sack in each game so far this season. How positive is it for you to see him finishing a little bit more regularly, and where do you think he needs to kind of take that next step to even go further?
Yeah, I'm proud to see the camp that he had and how he started off onto the season. He's worked hard, and with the versatility we have now, David, we can better feature players in different spots than maybe we were able to a year ago. And how do we find matchups and go, and Vaughn's help with that, and Frankie and Jacob and others, and having flexibility helps. You know, how do you want to match up, how do you want to do things, but you also have to be smart enough to handle all that, and DA is right in the middle of all of that. So I've loved that Vaughn is coming here, has helped him, you know. Also, he's been the mentor to Javonte, and now there's other people to, you know, continue with his growth, and he's off to a good start.
All right. That was Dan Quinn. We heard the most important information, kind of what we thought we were going to hear today. Dan Quinn ruled Jaden Daniels out for Sunday. Marcus Mariota will start against his former team, the Raiders. Josh Johnson, I'm assuming he didn't say that necessarily, or maybe he did, but Josh Johnson is the backup. I thought it was very interesting. Not necessarily telling in any way, shape, or form, but he was asked, you know, a couple of times. He was asked initially, I know, by Nikki about sort of the nature of the injury and how long he'd be out, and then he was asked that even more pointedly a little while later. And he was not comfortable. I was watching it, not comfortable answering it. They're not giving any information on this injury, period. Essentially, what he said was that he wouldn't elaborate, you know, on the specifics of the injury or how long Jaden will be out, only to say that he is encouraged with the progress. You know, his speed work, his throwing work. But, you know, they're not going to go fast on this. They're going to take it smart. This is a knee, not a rib injury. We've been talking about that all week. But yeah, I think there's a mystery right now for a lot of people because of the way they have kept a lot of the information close to the vest. Yes, some of you pointed out, how did you know or have a super strong hunch when the show started that it was going to be Mariota? Well, yeah, you get certain things just a few hours away from the announcement. But I'll tell you what, right now, I don't know that anybody knows for sure the nature of the injury other than the people very close to the situation. The team, Jaden, his agent, his family, and maybe some teammates for sure. I do know that he's had a big knee brace on his knee at times during the week. And yeah, we'll see whether or not this turns into a next week thing. We don't have to worry about that until Monday. But my sense is that it will probably, regardless of whether or not he is set to play next week or not, the way they handled it this week, and I think they're smart too, they'll drag it out next week too and make Atlanta prepare for two quarterbacks as long as they can. So there you go. Jaden will miss his first start since he was drafted. Remember, he started that Carolina game and then came back the next week and started against Chicago. So his first start, missing Sunday's game against the Raiders. Week three, Marcus Mariota. The point spread, you know, dropped the other day just based on the suspicion of Jaden potentially being out, from 6.5 to 3.5. It is now down to 2.5. In a lot of spots. I would imagine it'll go to 1.5 or 2 before kickoff on Sunday. All right, when we come back, my smell test picks, and we will give you a Sunday prediction. But it is official. Jaden Daniels out, Marcus Mariota in. We still don't know really the specifics around this knee injury and whether or not it is just a one-week thing or potentially more. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. As you just heard, here's what's happening. Jaden Daniels officially been ruled out of the game this Sunday versus Las Vegas. Last night, Thursday Night Football versus Bills took on the Miami Dolphins. Closed a close game for the most part, but then the Bills close it out off a Tua Tagovailoa interception late in the fourth quarter on a drive to try and tie the game. Dolphins kept it close, or as close as they could, with a banged-up defense. Buffalo wins 31-21. Clayton Kershaw has announced his intention to retire from baseball at the end of this season, closing the book on a career spanning nearly two decades. The three-time Cy Young winner says he's at peace with the decision, that it is, quote, the right time, end quote. Tonight, the Nats, they shift their focus to a weekend series versus the New York Mets from the Big Apple. Andrew Alvarez in line to start against Brandon Sprout. First pitch at 7:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's Office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us, and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, three straight winning weeks to start the season. 8-6 last week, off to a 1-0 start this week. Had the Dolphins last night, plus the points they covered. 14 more picks. We've got 8 tomorrow, and then 6. I'm sorry, 9 tomorrow, 5 on Sunday. Nothing tonight in college football. Let's start with Maryland at Wisconsin. Malik Washington's been outstanding as a freshman quarterback so far. Terps have won 3 games at home against really no competition. Wisconsin just faced Alabama last week, lost 38-14. Line is high at 10, actually opened at 7.5-8. A lot of sharp money on Wisconsin. Public money's on Maryland. I hate to do this, but I do it against Maryland every once in a while. Do it against the Skins every once in a while. Wisconsin laying the 10 is a smell test pick. Miami of Ohio is getting 3 at home against Dan Mullen's undefeated UNLV running Rebs. I'll take Miami of Ohio in beautiful Oxford, Ohio, plus the 3 at home. Louisville's giving a massive number to Bowling Green, who's been competitive in their games. I like this Jeff Brohm, Miller Moss combination. They're laying 26.5. Give me Louisville at home, laying the 26.5. Oklahoma is a surprise team. John Mateer, second pick right now in the Heisman odds. They are in the big 330 window. This is, you know, arguably one of the games of the day at home against their former quarterback, Jackson Arnold, and Auburn, who's undefeated. That number is at 7. The world is on Oklahoma. I will take Auburn plus the 7. Ole Miss has been impressive. So has Tulane. The number's less than 2 touchdowns, and the public doesn't think it's high enough. I'll take Tulane plus the 13 in Oxford, Mississippi on Saturday. I gave out Duke 2 weeks ago, getting a very short number at home against Illinois. It did not work out. Now they're favored at home against undefeated NC State. I'll try Duke again, laying the 3 against the Wolfpack. I had West Virginia last week against Pitt. They won the game outright. Now they're getting 13 on the road against Kansas. That's a big number, one that has the average better sort of just betting the underdog and taking what they think is too many points. I'll lay the 13 with the Jayhawks. In one of the games of the day, Indiana's laying 6 against Illinois, the number 9 team in America. God, I hate Cignetti and the way he behaves, but I'll take Indiana and lay the 6. The public actually likes the dog in that one. Stanford, this was the one game I really... Stanford and Vanderbilt last week, I played personally. I don't know why I didn't give them out. Stanford knocked off BC as a big dog last week, and now they're getting 15 coming west to east in a conference game, of course, an ACC game in Charlottesville. I'll take Virginia. Virginia's actually pretty good this year. I'll take Virginia laying 15 at home against Stanford. Let's go to Sunday, where the Titans are 4-point favorites at home against undefeated Indy. Yeah, this is an obvious public play, Indianapolis. I'll take Tennessee at home plus the 4. The Jets are on the road at Tampa. Short week for Tampa. They're banged up along the offensive line. I don't know that Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields are that different. I'll take the Jets plus the 7 at Tampa. The Saints, I think Seattle will be one of the biggest survivor pool plays this week. I think the Saints keep it close, plus the 7.5 at Seattle. The Bears are at home. The Cowboys are a massive public play. The public just thinks, you know, Chicago stinks, that Dallas, you know, can score. I see a shootout in this game, but Chicago winning it. I got the Bears at home plus the 1. And then Sunday night, give me the Giants plus the 6 against the Chiefs. Why not? I gave you the Giants last weekend off their pitiful performance against Washington. Look, they played great last week and lost. Nobody thinks Kansas City's going 0-3. It could happen. I'll take the Giants plus the 6. Running it back, Wisconsin. I had Miami last night. Wisconsin minus 10. Miami of Ohio plus 3. That may be a by the half point situation. I see some threes out there. I see some 2.5s. I'll take Miami of Ohio plus the 3. Louisville minus 26.5. Auburn plus 7. Tulane plus 13. Duke minus 3. Kansas minus 13. Indiana minus 6. And Virginia minus 15. I got a bunch of favorites in there, which is unusual for me. In the NFL, nothing but dogs. The Titans plus 4. The Jets plus 7. The Saints plus 7.5. The Bears plus 1. And the Giants plus 6. For those of you who, when I tweet the picks out, say, well, that's not the number now. Remember, I'm giving you the point spread that I gave the smell test picks out on Friday with. It benefits me sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't. But we stick with the Friday lines for the purposes of sort of keeping track of the whole thing. But yeah, look, I know sometimes I give you a game and by the time it goes off, it's a much worse number. Sometimes it's a better number, but we stick with the Friday lines. These will be available on the team980.com, and I will tweet the picks out before noon on Saturday and before 1 p.m. on Sunday at Kevin Sheehan, D.C. All right, let's finish up with our predictions Sunday now that we know that Marcus Mariota will be starting for Washington. Not really a shocker, not certainly since the beginning of this show that it was a shocker. Max, I still like Washington to win this game. I think the Raiders could be a tired team coming in on the short week West-East. I think they got major problems along their offensive line that I think Washington can take advantage of. I think they can defensive lead their way to this win. But I actually think they're going to score points because I think they'll focus on protection. Part of that will be to run the ball to protect Marcus Mariota. Nobody's had success running it against the Raiders, but the Raiders are soft in the secondary. I think Washington, even with Mariota, I think it's going to be a lot easier than it was last Thursday night to move the football and to throw the football. I like Washington winning this game 27-20.
Ooh.
2-1. By the way, that would send the game over the total. 27-20 Washington on Sunday. They're 2-1, and we can take a big sigh of relief, exhale breath. Who do you got?
So I got the Commanders as well. Final score for me, 23-15. I think that what's going to happen is it's not too different from your prediction. I do think that Marcus Mariota is going to do really good at playing in structure, on time, and getting that ball out quick to his receivers. I think that's something we have kind of yet to see from Jaden so far. I think Jaden's been going through his reads and then just seeing it's not there and trying to make a play himself, and it hasn't worked out. But I think Washington's going to go in with a fourth quarter lead. I like Marcus Mariota anytime touchdown just because it's a revenge game. I'm always going to bet one of those. But I do think the Raiders try and make it a game at the end with a two-point conversion in garbage time. That's why my final score, 23-15, Commanders.
So wait a minute. You said something about them going for two at the end?
I think that the Raiders are going to try and make it a game in garbage time. So they'll be up like... The Commanders will be up like 23-7.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. And they'll hit on that first one and then just miss on the onside kick.
Yeah, and then stall out. Yeah.
All right. Good job. I like the 23-15. I actually thought about something like 23-18 or 23-19.
Yeah, I feel a
but
weird
I'm going
score
with 27-20, a more conventional score. Hopefully, we're here on Monday talking about 2-1 and getting ready for what will be a big test at Atlanta. And, of course, another week on quarterback watch. But we know who the quarterback will be. They ruled Jaden Daniels out just a little while ago, Marcus Mariota to start on Sunday. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the football. Chris Russell's next. I'm sorry, Doc is in. Doc Walker. Next. He doesn't care about Jaden Daniels. He only cares about the players that will be in uniform on Sunday. I'll be listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.